Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog. I'm Pepper. You may remember that the last major country concert we had in SoCal before we went into lockdown was Blake Shelton's Friends and Heroes Tour at the Forum. On the line with me is one of the guys who was a special guest on that show, Trace Adkins. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am fantastic. Trace, I have to tell you that at that show, when you sang that acoustic version of Every Light in the House is On, I think maybe that was the best performance I have ever seen you do of that song. I mean, I had tears rolling down my face.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. I guess I overshot the mark a little bit.
It was definitely an amazing performance. On that tour was your friend Blake Shelton, who officiated your wedding last fall. Are you certain that you're married?
No. I have a license. I have a certificate that says we are, but still, who can be sure? I mean, with Blake officiating, there's always going to be that little, I may have to just redo it.
That might be a good idea, because he probably got ordained online for $39.99, and that's definitely suspicious. Has quarantine presented any challenges to that first year of marriage for you?
No, we're staying busy around here, and we never run out of stuff to do out here on this farm. So I got to get back to work so I can get some rest. I'm about to work myself to death out here.
We don't want you doing too much physical labor. I'm speaking with Trace Adkins. Trace, you recently starred in a movie that came out in theaters last summer. It's called Bennett's War. And what's really cool about that movie for those of us here in Southern California is that a lot of it was filmed right here in our backyard at Glen Helen Raceway. I think it was mostly the race scenes that were filmed there. Were you present for any of the filming out at Glen Helen?
Yes, I was. Yeah, there was a portion of it where we were in the stands, and all that stuff with the little tents and stuff getting ready for the race. Yeah, we did all that out at Glen Helen.
It's a movie that's about dirt bike racing, but it's also one that honors our military. And speaking of honoring our heroes, you're involved with something this weekend that does the same. Tell us about the National Memorial Day concert.
Well, it's a concert that's been going on for many years now, and I've been fortunate enough to be part of it three or four times. And it's normally, of course, held on the grounds in front of the Capitol building. This year, everybody's already recorded their parts. I went to D.C. a couple of weeks ago and recorded the songs that I did on the show, standing on top of a building with the Capitol in the background. And it was really awe-inspiring to be in that setting, not like it has been in the past, of course, walking out on stage facing the Capitol with that huge crowd out there, but still, I think it's going to be a good show with all the people that are going to be on it, and I'm glad that we were able to do another show this year and keep it fresh and not just have to recycle old stuff. But still, it was different, but I think it'll still be as emotional and moving and pay tribute and do what we're supposed to, which is remember all those who have sacrificed on Memorial Day.
Really looking forward to seeing you and everyone else who's going to be part of this show. It's going to air this Sunday night at 8 on PBS. It's also going to be streaming on the PBS Facebook and YouTube channel, and it'll be on demand at pbs.org. Trace Adkins, thank you so much for taking the time not only to chat with me tonight, but also for everything that you do to honor and support our heroes.
Well, it's a privilege. It really is, and thank you for having me. Appreciate it.